Should all my marketing push for immediate conversions and sales? What are the three types of customer intent? How do I optimize my marketing for each type of intent? Ethan has a problem. He's vaguely dissatisfied with the jeans he owns. We never claimed it was a major problem. He's not quite sure why he doesn't like his current jeans. Maybe they're too tight, too wide, too formal, too casual. Long story short, he's not ready to buy new jeans yet, but he's open to exploring some options. As Ethan is reading a style blog one day, he sees a jeans ad that convinces him to click through to the retail website. Let's guess what type of ad appealed to someone who wasn't at the buying stage yet. Like Ethan, not every customer out there will be ready to buy. In fact, your marketing may need to reach a variety of people who all have different intent. Fortunately, you can customize your digital marketing to match customer intent. It helps to group current and potential customers into three different types of intent, which we'll call see, think, do. C has the biggest and broadest audience. These people are similar to your current customers, except they may not be in the market to buy your product or service right now, nor aware of your brand. You want to grab their attention. Think includes people who are thinking about buying a product or service like yours, but aren't quite ready yet. You want them to consider the value and benefit of your brand. People in do are very close to making the decision to buy. You want them to choose your brand, and you want to make sure they can easily do what they came to do, buy now. Let's explore these stages further by checking out how drugstore chain Walgreens marketed to all three stages with just one mobile app. Walgreens photo app allowed people to import and edit pictures they took with their phone. They could then order prints or have the photos printed on products like shirts or mugs and pick them up at their local Walgreens. How did this strategy reach all three intents simultaneously? C. The app appealed to anyone who liked to take photos on their phone. Think. People could try editing their photos and think about printing them. Do. The app made it easy to order and buy prints and other photo products. Listen up. Just like Walgreens, you should strategically target all three types of customer intent. Let's look at some basic steps you can take to optimize your marketing and advertising, as well as the content on your website, mobile site, and apps for C, think, do. For C, you should focus on introducing new audiences to your brand and helping them to get to know you. Make sure your advertising narrative is centered on branding and awareness. Also, make sure you're targeting your C audience effectively by looking at websites they visit, content they engage with, and the searches they're making. The content on your website, mobile site, and apps should have follow buttons for your social media profiles. But don't worry about getting interactions with your content yet. Visits to your sites and social profiles prove brand awareness. Pay attention to these metrics: ad views, social media activity, shares, likes, favorites, comments, number of followers, and new visitors to your site. For Think, narrow in on your target audience and work hard to get them to consider your brand. Your ad should explain your brand's value and benefit for your audience. Make sure to drive long-term engagement, such as social media follows or email signups. Also, run your ads on sites geared toward your audience. Your site and app content should help your customers stay up to date with your product or service. For example, you could have them sign up to get notified when there's a sale or product availability, or have an add to wish list button. Content-specific metrics are newsletter signups, email notification signups, products added to the wish lists, email shares of a product, and how many product reviews are read. These are often referred to as micro outcomes. Metrics to track are your ad's click-through rates, site bounce rates, do people visit and then leave right away, and assist percentages, sales that happen from people seeing your ad, visiting your site, and returning to buy later. Now for do. It goes without saying that this stage is all about driving conversions. Your ad should push sales with calls to action, time for that buy now button, and feature specific products and their benefits. Remarketing, showing ads to people who visited your site when they were on other sites, is also a smart do tactic. Your content should speed customers through the buying process. Make your add to cart button easy to find, offer checkout as a guest, and minimize the amount of information people need to enter before completing a purchase. Metrics to track are conversion rates, how many people abandon their carts without buying, and revenue. Do this now. Now that you've learned how to prep your advertising and content for see, think, do, let's come up with a sample ad for one of the types of customer intent. If you're participating in the course, go to the next section to access your self-assessment. Key takeaways. 1. Not every customer is ready to buy immediately. Customize your marketing accordingly. 2. The three types of customer intent are see, think, and do. 3. You should optimize your marketing and content for each type of intent.